Hello, welcome to the American Pulse. I'm your host, Tony Rizak. This is a show that seeks to listen, express, and amplify the voice of the American people, no matter where you live in this great nation. We are unabashedly pro-humanity, pro-freedom, and pro-America. Welcome, and let's get started. Hello and welcome to the American Pulse. One of our aims on this show is to create inspiring short format content that you can listen to on the go. Our take is that Americans are drawn to optimism and inspiration. And right now, we the people are energized. More and more of us are witnessing the truth of what our government has been doing or not doing and seeing new possibilities that did not exist with the prior status quo. And when I say status quo, I mean until very recently, both parties have been entrenched. Are you following me? I believe we are close to a tipping point in this nation where more and more of us will realize just how corrupted our political structures have been, their allegiances to something or someone that does not have we the people nor the Constitution of the United States Republic in mind. But the tide has shifted, hasn't it? And with the shifting tide, it seems we need to shift. Do we still need this us versus them attitude? Are we still in an epic battle, or has something changed and God is requiring something else right now from each and every one of us? I am presenting this to you as a question, not an answer, for I am in this monumental time in our country just the same as you are, looking for wisdom, doing our best to remain patient, forgiving others and asking for forgiveness. Today's guest is one of my best friends, Roy Holman. Enjoy the episode. Today's episode is brought to you by the Renton Printery. From huge outdoor banners to small hard hat decals, the Renton Printery produce top quality, customizable, full color decals, business cards, letterhead, envelopes, signs, table tents, and more. The Renton Printery is a small, independent, veteran-owned business since 1957. For all your printing needs, go to www.rentonprintery.com. And now, on to our episode. My guest today is Roy Holman. Roy is a meditation and yoga instructor, a lover of nature and truth, and a walkaway from the left. He's also a trusted friend of mine. Here is my interview with Roy Holman. I am here with my friend, Roy Holman, proud American Roy Holman. Roy, welcome to the American Pulse. It is great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Tony. Always nice to be with you.
Yeah, you know, I thought of you. You know, we're really looking to build the American Pulse as a bridge for all Americans to participate and celebrate what's going on in America right now, because I think there's probably people that are pumping their fists and love what they're seeing, but there's also people that are apprehensive and maybe not sure of what's going on and maybe don't feel like they can celebrate and that they're not part of it. And so this show is really trying to reach more people so that we can feel like we have a unity. And I guess my first question is, man, the speed of things happening right now, it seems like, and I don't know about you, but it seems like every time I check my feed, there's like five new things that I'm like, whoa. Trump and the administration is moving so fast. Almost as if it was planned, wink, wink, right? So, but I wanted to ask you, like, of the things that have really unfolded in the last, say, well, the last couple weeks, like, what were the one or two that really brought a smile to your face? And then we'll talk about his appointees and maybe who you like there.
Okay, yeah, wow, it really does feel like go time. It's just amazing after 5 years of torture, COVID, and then 4 years of Biden and Harris, it just feels like, wow. Full speed ahead. So yeah, I'm really excited. I have never seen a politician keep his word so much and work so fast.
Yeah.
Wow. So there's, you know, like you, I'm sure there's those of us who are maybe half awake and realize what might be going on. None of us knows the whole story, of course, but except for God knows. But there's been so many things, it's hard to say. One thing that got me last night, really put a tear in my eye, really, was the USAID talk. I was teaching this 30 years ago, Tony, down in Guatemala, about the USAID was going in there like a steamroller and twisting arms and really, like RFK Jr. says, like a front, really, for the CIA. But I was watching what they were doing down there, not face-to-face, but just I was researching it, studying. And it looked like they'd be doing good. We're going to give you this quote, AID aid, but it was really just a tactic to come in through the back door, and all these conditions would have to be met. So they'd have to hand over their power and let them put their candidate in. So I would also, part of that was the UNHR, the UN Human Rights Commission down there. We were working with them with our refugee work down there, but we kind of weren't quite sure whose side they were on. And I hear that Trump just put a thumb on that too. So those are a couple of the big things. And then the DEI and the actually saying what some of us kind of already knew about two genders and you know, taking down the you know, trans flags and all that in the buildings, the federal buildings and stuff. That's a step towards sanity, because, you know, that was a thing that really hurt me too about the, what do you call it? Gender affirming care, which is actually, you know, child abuse. So steps in the right direction around that stuff is very exciting.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I got that I've been really excited about is seeing them go after the cartels, because that has been not just a money laundering thing, a source of income for the deep state, but man, the wreckage it has done to our country, the fentanyl. And I was so pleasantly surprised. I didn't know which order. We don't know which order the Trump administration is going to do things. I think there was like, we're going to do, you know, but obviously border security and then getting after the cartels, which I'm like, oh my God, that is great news for all Americans, because this impacts everybody in the political spectrum. And, you know, we don't know what's coming next, but what a great start. I think he needed to get his appointees appointed before some of this stuff can happen. I think because he's got such a great team and they've got like their kind of marching orders of what they want to see accomplished. But what of the appointees so far has been maybe your favorite, or the one that you're like, oh man, I'm so glad that he or she is going to be working on behalf of America?
Wow. Well, you know, what's amazing about it, first of all, is that they're all getting certified or approved, whatever you want to say there, mm-hmm. which is kind of interesting, isn't it? It's like, again, like go time. It's like, wow, how could this be? It's not just the numbers, you know, but they're all, you know, I kind of just trust the process more and more. So mm-hmm. and even the ones I'm not sure about, like Rubio, it's like, you know, he's probably the right choice, you know. But of course, for me, number one is he's not completely approved, but it looks like he's going that way, is RFK Jr., because health is one of my main, you know, my line of work and my interest. And man, I've been a fan of his for some time, and mm-hmm. he is going to change so much. As a matter of fact, today, I was having a conversation with a friend I told you about, and he has a friend who's working on a top amazing health project with all this technology, spending big, big bucks, you know, one of the only guys in the country that has some of this stuff. And he had a call from RFK Jr. saying, would this help people, you know? So I was really happy to hear that. So I think he's on the right side of things. I think he has to say a few things, you know, to get his foot in the door, perhaps. I think maybe Hegseth is exciting. I mean, all of them are exciting to me, but Hegseth, a few years ago when I was more of a, you know, I'm a yoga teacher and a leftist background, and I kind of bought into some of the toxic rage stuff, and I didn't like those real strong talking males very much. But now I'm like, man, this is exactly what we need to get past the kind of woke craziness. And so I think he's going to do a really good job too.
Yeah, I love Hegseth. He's been maybe my favorite appointee so far. You know, there's a lot of, you see a lot of noise and criticism of both Elon Musk and RFK Jr., including people on the right, conservatives who are like, you know, how can people be excited about Bobby Kennedy Jr.? He's completely pro-vax and pro-mRNA. And I don't know if he is or not. Trump has posted something like, we're going to get to the bottom of this huge spike in autism, and Bobby Kennedy's the right guy to do it. Well, to me, that indicates like, well, you know, where are you going to land? We kind of already know what's causing the spike, right? And I think Kennedy, I think he has to play it a certain way, because his margin for being approved was very narrow. And so I don't think he can come out and say everything he knows. I think there's some game theory going on. And I believe that that family has fought the deep state and paid the ultimate price with President Kennedy and Bobby's father. And so there is some kind of there's some justice, there's some karmic retribution that he will be in a position to sort of take apart some of the very mechanisms that cost his family those two young lives that were America's princes, basically. But I guess I wanted to get your, do you have concerns, or are you just trusting the process, in particular with Kennedy?
I have concerns about everything because, you know, we have to be honest, right? We're all programmed. We've all been fooled, you know. You're one of the most optimistic people I know. I am. You probably outdo me in that account. So I think both of us are feeling really good. I think, you know, I'm looking back. Remember when Trump had RFK Jr. in his office, I think the first year of his first term, about possibly making him the vaccine czar or something like that?
Right.
It didn't happen. And it made me want, okay, what's going on? But now looking back, here's my guess, is that it wasn't time. And now it's time. And I think, man, I've heard RFK Jr. speak before, and man, he was on fire and very believable. And if you look at his history, you know, he's trying to say to get confirmed that he's pro-vaccine. He's pro anything that's safe for helping people's health, and vaccines have not been, and he's trying to point that out in a way where he still gets confirmed, you know. So I'm not too worried. Of course, you know, I've been fooled like everyone else, so I'm not putting all my chips in one jar, I guess.
Yeah, that's really smart. You know, you and I are both former liberals, and we've been very clear about that up front. What would your message be right now to traditional Kennedy liberals and centrists that have had their own awakening process? I can see it in them, Roy. I can see the body language. They look like, I don't believe, I think there was a lot of them that did not like the woke stuff, but they, like conservatives that were maybe afraid to make their voices known because they're like, I feel like I'm a minority. They also felt like a minority in the Democrat Party, where they're like, I can't criticize the pronouns and the trans stuff and all the woke nonsense that I'm seeing and all the hate America stuff. I can't be vocal about it because I'm going to be ostracized. They're going to, you know, point me out on social media and embarrass me, or I just don't like conflict, so I'm going to avoid it. But they look to me like they've been jettisoned, and they don't have a home. And I don't know about you, but I want to see more traditional Kennedy liberals and centrists find their way over to our camp, because there's a lot of excitement going on in our camp right now. And I don't want anybody to feel left out when they're ready for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's a tricky thing, isn't it? The enemy is so tricky. There's been so many traps set, you know, that if you're considered racist, if you don't say the right thing, or you're, you know, gender phobic or whatever it is. So it's very difficult for everybody. I think it's important too, you know, I agree with you. It's important to point out the Kennedy liberals, the left, the center, all this. But really, there's just really us human beings, and those labels, you know, the enemy loves to divide and conquer, right? So yeah. I think we have to kind of get past that a little bit, because we just shut our ears to the and our heart to the other person when we find out they're in another camp. So I think we have to take steps towards the other. I've been trying that. I've been canceled and attacked online pretty unmercifully over the last few years. And I've always, just the other day, somebody went after me pretty strong again, which is rare now. It doesn't happen nearly as much. But I just said, hey, let's go have a cup of tea. But I rarely hear back. Maybe a couple have taken me up on that. But it's easy, especially with the protection of social media. There's no face there, right? It's just attack. But I always like to keep the door open. I don't attack back. And I say, no, I disagree, but why don't we get together and talk about it? But they don't usually do that. I had one guy at pickleball the other day who kind of likes me. I could tell he respects me, and I'm fun. I have fun with him. We have completely different views. But he asked me during the pickleball game something about the J6ers being pardoned. And he said, there's no call for that. Don't you agree? And I said, I can't even answer that, because you get your news from such a source that it would take me, I'd have to unpack the stolen election and going into the J6, how it was set up. I could talk about how I was actually there and saw what happened and unfolded. But we have so much to uncover. But it kind of starts with being willing to put truth ahead of all of our old egoic beliefs, right?
Absolutely. I'm so glad you said that. You know, we're entering into a new chapter. And, you know, I'm just so happy to be able to chat with you, dialogue with you. You're really great at extending invitations. A lot of people have lost the ability to say, hey, let's go have a cup of tea. Let's go get coffee and chat about it. I just think that's, you're modeling that exactly what we want in America right now. Because we have family members and we've lost friends, and not all is lost. Like those people could find their way back over to a meaningful dialogue. There could be a, you know, a merging of ideas, and like you said, to stop building the silos and maybe just, you know, we're, it's just humanity. It's we, the people, it's Americans in this country. And if we can see that and find all this common ground, man, what a renewal it'll be. So Roy, thanks so much. Is there any last, anything else you'd like to say before we sign it off today?
Yeah, just a couple of things about, you know, we have to listen to each other. I've had maybe three people that did take me up on those offers, and we went out and had coffee. And to be honest, it didn't go great because I was just saying, okay, here's the truth. And they were like, they couldn't even unpack it because we're on different planets still. So ask them maybe where you get your news, and listen to them a little bit and be open.
Absolutely. Love it, Roy. Thanks for taking time today and coming and sharing your insight and your wisdom. Come back anytime. I'd love to be chatting with you because I think there's going to be a lot going on this year. And we're going to be here with the microphone, and just really love where you're coming from. And thank you so much today.
Thank you, Tony. Good to be with you.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did. If you like the show, please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a follow and a good review. Every little bit helps. And thank you once again for listening to the American Pulse.